It's an enormous chus for me to be able to share a few words this evening. And before doing so, just want to remind everyone here something that I presume does not need reminding, namely that this evening and tomorrow is Yom HaShoah. And whatever position a person takes in regards to the halachic issues of creating a new day, of course, the feelings that the Holocaust should most be remembered on Tisha B'Av, the feelings, thoughts, sensitivities, sense of loss, sense of destruction, sense of empathy, sense of connection back with people from that tekufa should always be with us, and especially over the course of the next few days. I want to speak about a topic that often is not dealt with, and people often feel tentative, they feel hesitant to speak about this topic. That's speaking about Am Yisrael as the Am Kadosh, the Am Segula. And sometimes people either avoid the topic altogether because it doesn't feel politically correct to say that B'nai Yisrael is an Am Kadosh and different than other nations. Or other people, when they talk about the concept of an Am Kadosh, they do so in a way that is denigrating to the Umos HaOlam. Where I live, it's not uncommon to hear comments like, yeah, it's a goy, get the goy, get the goita. There's a certain denigration involved, which is also despicable. It's a lack of a value of the chashivas of every person. And of course, during these days of Sfiras HaOmer, and these days where we're leading up to the Geirus of Klal Yisrael, as Gemara describes in Krisus, and these days of the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah as an Am Kadosh. So there's a thought, what does it mean to be the Am Segula? What does it mean to be an Am Kadosh? And clearly, what is just obvious through Chazal, through the Mefarshim, is that the Am Kadosh is distinguished by Maisim, by mitzvos, by Torah. It's always an opportunity for us to think about our performance of mitzvos, our dedication to Torah. Think about something like tefillah. We think about whether or not we put in the effort to really connect with tefillah. Are we there early? Do we stop? Do we think? Do we reflect? Are we taking advantage of the mitzvos themselves that are the delineating quality of Klal Yisrael? But there's another aspect to what it means to be the Am Kadosh, and that's not so much the mitzvos themselves or the Torah itself, which of course is the key component, but the Am Kadosh, the Am Segula, is an Am that has been given the opportunity of creating a context, creating a structure in our life through which Kedusha, through which Torah, through which relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu can be felt and experienced and internalized. It's not necessarily the Maisa itself, it's not necessarily the mitzvah itself, but it's everything that is part of the Torah, everything that's part of Chazal, everything that's part of the Mesorah that sensitizes us to create a context in which the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be felt, that sensitizes us to ourselves become a kli in which Kedusha is felt. The Am Kadosh is very much a nation where the mandate and the mission is how to approach not necessarily the Maisa Mitzvah, but Divrei Chol, that allows us, again, to create a certain surah. And I felt a deep sense of appreciation after Yontiv. We think about every day that is Kadosh, every Chag, every Yontiv, and Shabbos, all the events in our life that are Kadosh, Kedushin, etc. And the expectation is not just that we get plopped down in the middle of the mitzvah, in the middle of the Chag, in the midst of the Kedushas Hayom, but that either through a mitzvah, through a sensitivity, the context is created both before and afterwards where we can experience Kedusha. Every concept about Erev Shabbos, preparation for Shabbos, the Ramban about how the entire week revolves around Shabbos, the idea of what it means to make hachanos for Shabbos, then a Malava Malka, then, I mean, the mitzvah itself is Shabbos, but the definition of the Am Kadosh in my mind is the ability to transform Chol in such a way and create a context in such a way that Kedush itself is felt and is present and is alive. Think about Yontiv, think about Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, and already the Kedusha Sachag that begins from beforehand, the Kedusha Sachag that extends afterwards. We can't just experience the thing itself. We need to create an entire environment that sensitizes us to that Kedusha. I remember years ago speaking to a young man when I was in Gross, and he was asking me how I spent the day leading up to my wedding. He talked about just what I did, and he said, yeah, well, my brother-in-law, he wasn't sure what to do, so he played Game Boy, which, if you don't know what Game Boy is, this is going back a lot of years, PlayStation, whatever, for about 6 hours beforehand, just to get his mind clear. Now, that might be a mahalach, but so much of the beauty of Kedushin and the necessity of Kedushin is the entire world created around it, either through minhagim, through halacha, but just a sensitivity about the environment and the world that we create, the ufruch and going to the mikvah and the Yom Kippur Katan and the Sheva Brachos afterwards. An entire world is created around the Maisa Mitzvah itself that sensitizes us to the beauty of that mitzvah. And when you think about that, you think about the roadmap that Chazal, the Chachmei Mesorah, that they give us to elevate just every moment of our life in a way that allows us to be a kli for our Kodesh Baruch Hu and allows us to be a receptacle for a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's something very tricky about that. And there's something very... something that requires sophistication. Because if the focus of what it means to be Kadosh or Nam Kadosh or personal growth is on the actual mitzvah itself, then the performance of an actual mitzvah is often black and white. This is the shir for lulav. This is the yisr in that circumstance. This is the mitzvah in that case. Here's the parameters of any given mitzvah. But if to create an Am Kadosh is to create an entire world, and in that entire world, the context of our life, the, making ourselves a kli, then that usually is formed often by forces that are more subtle. It's not always by black and white halacha. It's by the energy that's around us. It's the environment that's around us. It's communities we live in. It's people we surround ourselves with. It's the forces that are on our life that create, again, a tzura. And that becomes complicated because those forces are often subtle and those forces are often not black and white and necessarily subject to halakha categories. And it's also complicated because of the worlds that we live in. almost nobody in this Beis Medrash grew up Meisharim. If you're here, I can say with confidence that you're lost. None of us live in a world that is isolated. None of us live in a world that is simple. All of us are coming from a whole intersection of different places and different cultures and different backgrounds. And are we doing enough work on ourselves to make sure that the context of our lives, the kli that we're being transformed into, is one which is being done purely with, I guess, the values of the Mesorah, purely with the spirit of Chazal, purely with a life that is refined and elegant based on Torah values, however one defines them. And as beautiful as so much of our world is, and as beautiful as so much what goes on in places like YU is, sometimes you look at certain things and you wonder what's sort of shaping the culture, what's shaping the world through which Torah then is experienced. I want to mention an example, and I guess everybody in the world has certain pet peeves. If you don't have any pet peeves, nothing ever upsets you, that might be a problem. If you have too many pet peeves, that's even a bigger problem. This is one of my pet peeves, and I believe it's shared by other members of the rabbinic staff. We had an ufruf in our shul of a family where the guys go to Chofetz Chaim. And all of their friends came, and I was at the meals because we're close to this family. It was so inspiring to hear the guy speak about the boys in our shul. Divrei Torah, Divrei Bracha, speaking about how special the guys are, speaking about really what an ufruf should be, brachos for the future. You walked away and you were so just impressed by the guys and the world they had and the chevra and them all trying to bring each other up in a way. And then sometimes you go to ufrufs of guys in YU, but not every ufruf. And you're not sure where that culture comes from. You know, and besides the fact that getting up to make fun, speech after speech after speech of the chassan, A, is often embarrassing to him. It's often devastating to the person's poor grandmother who's sitting there. Is that the spirit of what an ufruf is? Is that the spirit of the divrei bracha of an ufruf? And the answer to me would seem to be no. And the question is, where does it come from? Whoever suggested that an ufruf would turn into like a Comedy Central something. But something that we took from somewhere, some element of a culture that was transported from a different place that sort of wove its way into even the culture within the Beis Medrash. Now that's a very small example, but it might be a small example that's reflective of our world living in between worlds, in between cultures, and what's informing the context of our lives in a general sense. I think about other things that might even be more fundamental. A person thinks about language and the use of language. And to use, I guess, what we would call nivel peh, is something that I think, you know, all of us understand, whatever the halacha category is, you know, I think we all understand the parameters of that to some degree. When you think about the roadmap that Chazal gives us, based on the Gemara and Pesachim and other places, that even using the word tamei as opposed to eino tahor has an impact on a person. And ad kedei kach, that every sort of word that comes out of our mouth has an impact on the kli of a person. And are we sensitive to that? You know, my kids were young, and at a certain point you give up on this. the word stupid was like a curse word. And they would like whisper it, like in public, you know, stupid. Like they didn't realize that, you know, they were the only ones who thought that was a curse word. So when they would say it, it was like, you know, trying to get away with it. And but the reality is that the use of language, are we omitted on ourselves of just how we speak, not issue of curse words, but just sort of the purity of speech and the way that we refer to things. And again, have we created a kli for ourselves? You think about things in our lives that, again, are not perhaps halakhic in nature, but things that over the course of years and decades, perhaps our community has lost sight of. The mid of pashtus, of just simplicity. Just the focus on what's real, the focus on real values. The focus on atzmius. Now you can go to a community of people that are B'nai Torah, and I'm not being critical, people keep halacha, but that mid of tzmius and pashtus and simplicity, you know, those are things that become lost. And those are the things that shape a person. Those are the outer world of a person that allows a sense of sensitivity and refinement, that allows a person to really connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Think sometimes about a person's attitude in life. We'll conclude in just a moment. The person had a real sense of Tov Lehodos Lashem, of every moment of their life, there's a sense of Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this enormous sense of Bracha, an enormous awareness of the miraculous nature of our own existence, that almost everyone sitting in this room is almost at the top of the mountaintop in regards to just being here and being in a place like YU and everything we have. Our whole mahus, again, this is not halachic, it's not black and white, but our whole mahus would be one of just sort of singling out Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with positivity and not with cynicism and negativity and complaining and looking at something in other people. Just the entire tipus, the entire mahus of a person would be different. Again, those are subtle areas, but those are the subtle areas that transform a person from just chol into something that's a kli l'kodesh. You know, the mission that describes Incha ben Chorin ela misha osik b'tam haTorah, it's really about this process. Freedom in and of itself means nothing. Chayrus in and of itself, something that there's almost no mila to. It's freedom, it's chol, it's dibur, it's dress, it's action, it's attitude. All of that is shaped by the world of Chazal. All of that is world shaped by the world of Torah. All of that is shaped by midos tovos. All of that is shaped by the world of Aliyah. Mishim, all of us, during this period of time, the Sefiras Omer. Sefiras Omer is not a time that's black and white. It's not a time that's defined by halacha. It's a time that is defined by subtle, small elements of growth in our life. And Mishim, all of us can take the opportunity of looking at our life, investigating ourselves as a kli, looking at every piece of who we are, and Mirshim, preparing ourselves for just a few weeks from now to create, establish, build, develop a kli that can be Mekabel the Torah HaKadosha. I want to ask before Dav Mariv, I imagine most people in YU know, Ben Siegel Lernter, wonderful Talmud of the Yeshiva, who's in a very serious condition, was in a very serious car accident over Yontiv. We've not had a chance to do so since we've been back, but if we can just ask before we daven, if we say a kapitel Tehillim for Refuah Shleima of Ben Sion Ben Miriam.